food. Food is an important element here at our church. And actually, food is an important component and is a focus in today's worship service. Jesus calls himself the bread of life. Whoever eats the bread of life will never be hungry, but will have eternal life, Jesus says. And so, of course, food isn't what's central, our central focus in life. Our central focus is the bread of life, and Jesus is the bread of life. He is the one that we need. And so we'll be reminded of that this morning once again. I go ahead and flip to the next slide here. I just wanted to give a picture here and invite Bruce DeYoung to come up forward. Yesterday, our freezer, again, our theme today is food. Our freezer meal ministry team came together yesterday. And as you see there, I believe that that captures pretty much all of them. That's about as many people as you can fit into that kitchen. And we had about seven, I guess. And they came together and they made 81 meals for our freezer meal ministry yesterday. So we're very thankful about that. And Bruce has a few more words to share. We're going to hand it off to Bruce here. Chef Bruce.
We had a small miracle happen. We doubled the number of male cooks. And all of us felt so privileged to be with spectacular cooks because we learned by watching others also. But the question that we get from slides like this is, so what are the different food choices? So on behalf of the freezer meal team, I'll tell you, but you have to take the pledge, you won't feel ill this upcoming week, so you can rummage with zest. Okay, so here's what's lurking in our freezer that you can't even put a piece of chewing gum in. It's so heavily filled up. Breakfast skillets, teriyaki pork, not just chili, heavenly chili. Potato and ham soup, beef spaghetti casserole, chicken soup, which is always good for the soul. So anyway, we had a lot of fun. We smelled great smells wafting through the kitchen and out the door. And on behalf of the freezer meal committee, we look forward to you, when you're in a time of need, having just the right meal that you can prepare and enjoy. Back to you.
Thanks, Chef Bruce. Yep. The meals really do make a difference here at Peace and help a lot of people in transition. Today we are beginning two services, the time in which we're having two services at Peace. Of course, the Sunday morning service doesn't change. It's going to be 9:30 a.m. There is also an offering tonight of worship at 7 p.m. this evening. That's going to go for 4 weeks, and then we're all going to come back together on September 9th. And on September 9th, we're actually going to begin a six-week journey. And I don't have the books here, but we now have ordered them, and we have them here. The series is based on Max Licato's book, You'll Get Through This, which is based on the Joseph story in the end of the book of Genesis. That's going to be our focus from September 9th to the middle of October. Those books retail for $16, and the study guide is $11. You can purchase them here from Oscar. Oscar's over here. Wave your hand, Oscar, right here, for $5 a piece. And we have them all here, and we really want, as we come back together in the fall for those 6 weeks, to really be one body, one family, moving in one direction, and really inspired with the hope God offers, even in difficult times. And that's the message of Joseph in the Bible. Also, one other note, it just seems like every weekend in August, something new and different is happening at Peace. And this weekend we have two services. Last weekend we had something else. We had a big wedding. This next weekend, there is going to be a youth lock-in. We're going to have invaders in our worship service here in the morning. The youth group from Central Lutheran in Yakima, Washington. They dearly love our church and where it's located here in Philomath, and they are bringing their youth group down here, about 10 to 15 middle schoolers and high schoolers. We're going to bring our middle schoolers and high schoolers for a youth lock-in Saturday night, and then they're going to join us for worship Sunday morning at 9:30. So if you'd like to chaperone, just wave your hand for that evening. Wally, you're up for it? No? All right. Actually, it's going to be a spectacular time. John Cowens is coming back to engage with the youth on, of course, the night sky. So that should be very special. That's next Saturday. I think that does it for our announcement. Does anyone else have anything else to share this morning? I think that does it. Of course, in our worship service, today is very special as we welcome in 9 new members into Peace Lutheran. Our new members have badges they're wearing, so you know who they are. Be looking for them. After we have them forward for some questions, we'll have a prayer for them. And then at the conclusion of the worship service, out in the fellowship hall, we have cake and some time to welcome them officially, welcome them personally into our church. So it's just a great blessing to have those individuals join our church.